Good afternoon. That storm system that brought unsettled weather through the region yesterday, last night, and even into this morning, still only meandering north and east toward the eastern tip of Long Island, eventually east of Cape Cod. With this track, we'll see that persistent easterly fetch off the Atlantic, producing clouds, still a few showers around, and areas of fog and drizzle throughout the day. Perhaps some bright spots, primarily in the Mohawk Valley and western Catskills, but perhaps even into eastern New York by the end of the day, a few breaks of sunshine. And this would tend to carry temperatures into the lower 60s, while in New England, with thicker cloud cover and more persistent showers, temperatures will stay in the middle and upper 50s. Clouds will hang on tough tonight. Perhaps some areas of fog and drizzle, but generally dry, with temperatures dropping back into the 50s. This will leave us with a cloudy start tomorrow. Clouds will be tough to shake during the day in New England, while we'll go back to a mix of sun and clouds in New York. In these locations, temperatures will bounce back into the lower 70s for afternoon highs, while where clouds are more persistent in New England, it'll stay in the 60s on Thursday. The next front will approach late Thursday and Thursday night. We'll run the risk of a few scattered showers and maybe a thunderstorm overnight Thursday night and Friday morning before we go back to a mix of sun and clouds on Friday afternoon, which will carry us into the middle 70s. That front will stall out over top of us on Saturday, so we run the risk of a scattered shower or storm. We're still on the milder side of the front with highs in the lower 70s. That same front will push off to our south, drying us out Saturday night. And that'll leave us dry with a mix of sun and clouds on Sunday, and temperatures will be back into the upper 60s. More unsettled weather into the early part of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a moderate risk of severe thunderstorms across the Ark-La-Tex region. Strong instability will develop, and convection should initiate ahead of a front in northeast Texas this afternoon. Thunderstorms are expected to become severe in this environment, with shear profiles favoring supercells. Very large hail could accompany the supercells across the Ark-La-Tex region, and tornadoes appear possible as well, along with strong, damaging straight-line wind gusts. Meanwhile, winter weather advisories are in effect for northern Minnesota and parts of the UP of Michigan, and even an ice storm warning for the Arrowhead of Minnesota. Most of this region will get up to a quarter of an inch of freezing rain and ice buildup, but as much as 3/4 of an inch of ice is possible in the Arrowhead, which could lead to downed tree limbs and power outages. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with light rain showers and drizzle, lower 60s. Boston cloudy with showers, perhaps a thunderstorm, near 60. And in Buffalo, increasing sun with highs in the mid-70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 63 degrees, the average low 41, the record high 90 set in 1990, and the record low 24 in 1972. Sunrise this morning was at 5:56 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:50 p.m., 13 hours and 54 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy, with a few showers today, also areas of fog and drizzle, with highs in the lower 60s. Cloudy with some fog and drizzle tonight, lows around 50. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with a few showers today, also areas of fog and drizzle, with highs in the lower 60s. Cloudy with some fog and drizzle tonight, lows in the lower to mid 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with a couple of showers today, maybe some bright spots or breaks of sunshine later, with highs in the lower 60s. Mostly cloudy with some fog and drizzle tonight and lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with scattered showers today, also areas of fog and drizzle, and highs in the lower 60s. Cloudy with fog and drizzle tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with a few showers today, perhaps some bright spots later, but also some areas of fog and drizzle with highs in the lower 60s. Cloudy with fog and drizzle tonight and lows in the lower to mid 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, clouds with sunshine mixing in, especially in New York, while New England stays cloudy, temperatures from the mid-60s to the mid-70s. A scattered shower or thunderstorm Friday morning, partly sunny in the mid-70s in the afternoon. Mostly cloudy, a scattered shower or storm Saturday, lower 70s, partly sunny in the upper 60s on Sunday, and scattered showers and thunderstorms possible Monday and Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.